never know what to expect when I open my door to new clients. The preliminary phone call only reveals so much. In this case, it came from a woman who introduced herself as Marissa Bishop. "My marriage is in trouble," she began. "I need to talk to my husband about something, but it's a bit complicated. I thought if we came in together..." I'd cut her off there. I don't want any bias to color my perception before we meet. Plus, the initial communication is for scheduling and security screening only. The actual work doesn't start until the first of our 10 sessions. Still, I gleaned a fair amount of information about Marissa Bishop during our brief conversation. She has money, since she didn't balk at my fee. She's polished and well-spoken, using complete sentences rather than the fragments and fillers people often rely upon in spoken communication. And she's nervous. Her voice wavered. The doorbell chimes, indicating the bishop's arrival, a few minutes late for our 7 p.m. appointment at my home office. "Are evenings okay? My husband works long hours. He has a demanding schedule." If I decide to work with them, this lack of punctuality won't happen again. I send a quick text to the man I'm seeing later tonight. 8:30 works. Do you have any limes? I set my phone to silent mode, then tuck the bottle of expensive tequila a client brought me earlier today into my tote bag. Therapists aren't supposed to accept gifts from clients, but I'm not one to follow the rules. I'm also no longer a therapist. I lost my license 5 months ago. I rise and walk to my front door, peering through the peephole before I pull it open. Marissa and Matthew glide across the threshold as if they're accustomed to making an entrance. They're tall and sleek, their blonde hair and classic features a perfect match. He's in a business suit and an overcoat that looks like cashmere. She wears a camel-colored cape that falls to the top of her high-heeled boots. "Welcome, I'm Avery Chambers." I reach out a hand. His grasp is strong and dry. "Matthew Bishop," he replies. I take in his square chin, light blue eyes, and broad shoulders. Then I turn to his wife. I inhale a light floral perfume as I lean forward to shake Marissa's delicate hand. Her fingers are ice cold.
"Sorry, we're a little late. There was traffic," she says as her eyes skitter away from mine.
I lead them to my first floor office, closing the door behind us. Matthew helps his wife off with her cape before he removes his overcoat, hanging them on the wood and brass standing coat rack, then takes a seat on the couch. A confident man, assured of his place in the world. They're not touching, but they sit close enough together that it would be easy for them to do so. They don't look like a couple in trouble, but appearances are often misleading. I pick up a fresh yellow legal pad and pen and claim my usual chair, directly across from them. My home office is uncluttered and comfortable, with a few ficus trees, a deep bay window, and colorful abstract prints on the walls. Back when I worked in a building with other therapists, many of them displayed family photos on their desks, turned inward so as not to distract their patients. My desk was then, and is now, bare. I start the session the way I always do. "What brings you here tonight?" Marissa wrings her hands, the large diamond on her ring catching the overhead light. Her flawless skin is pale.
"I thought..."
She coughs, as if her throat is tight. This isn't easy for her. "Would you like some water?" She manages a smile.
"Do you have anything stronger?"
She's joking, but I make a quick decision and stand up and retrieve my tote bag. "Tequila?" I hold up the blue and white patterned bottle. Matthew looks surprised, but recovers quickly. "I would have gotten here earlier if I'd known you were serving Clase Azul Reposado." His pronunciation is flawless. I take three of the little plastic cups from my water cooler and fill each with a generous shot. "Cheers." I tilt up my cup. A familiar welcome heat fills the back of my throat as I reclaim my seat. Marissa sips hers. She looks more like a white wine kind of woman. But Matthew tosses his back easily.
"We are here to talk about Bennett, our son," Matthew says.
He looks at his wife.
I don't betray my surprise, even though Marissa didn't mention a child in her initial phone call. She reaches for her husband's hand. Actually, sweetheart, that isn't exactly why we're here. I need to tell you something.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.